You never know who you're going to meet in life, who is going to make an impact on you. And you never know how young or how old you'll be when that happens. About 5 years ago, I met a brave little girl named Katie when she was 11 years old. And Katie had suffered abuse at the hands of her father since the age of 4. And I was prosecuting her father for that abuse and for the last incident that took place when she was 11 that finally led it to be revealed to the authorities. I spent a lot of time with Katie. When I first met her, we just talked and got to know each other. I asked her about her friends and school and the things that 11-year-olds did, what she enjoyed, built the foundations of a relationship to be able to talk to her about what happened with her dad and to encourage her to tell her story. And we went to trial, and unfortunately, like what happens in some cases, you don't always win, and we did not win. So I called Katie to give her the bad news, and of course we shed some tears together, and I told her that she did nothing wrong, and that just because a jury didn't convict doesn't mean that I didn't believe her and that it didn't happen and that she needed to recover. And she had a long road ahead of her. Then I got on the phone with Katie's mom, and Katie's mom said that she and Katie had been talking a lot the last few days, and Katie had mentioned that she didn't understand why life was so unfair that she had to have the father that she had and why somebody like me couldn't be her father. Now, at that time, I didn't have any kids, and I was really nervous about the prospect of fatherhood and didn't know if it was something that I could handle. And hearing that was a life-changing moment for me, because I realized that just by being a good man, a listener, a comforter, that you could fulfill the role of parenthood, even if you only had small and short moments to do it with, like childhood in general can be. So it really helped me prepare for fatherhood. I think it helped her fill a void as she was losing her relationship with her father, and also realizing that maybe there are some good people in the world that can help her along. And like I said, there's no predicting who is going to make an impact on you, and I think that I was just as lucky, if not more, to meet Katie when I did than when she met me. And hopefully the experience for both of us is something we can take with us for the rest of our lives, and as we continue this long struggle, this journey of life. I'll always remember Katie, and I always remember her as a strong and brave girl who helped me.